enable him itself. First by the horn section.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Nelson from Shenandoah Conservatory, and I'm looking forward to adjudicating the American Legion Band of Greater Kansas City. I will not be adjudicating during your first piece, the warm-up piece, but I'll leave the recorder on so that you can hear yourself.
Thank you.
addition to composing original works, Plotty Smith also occasionally arranged or edited pieces by other composers. One such arrangement was The Voice of the Old Brigade, a march written by W. Parrish Chambers. A noted bandmaster and cornet soloist at the time of the 20th century, William Parrish Chambers was born in Newport, Pennsylvania, but spent most of his early years in Newville, Pennsylvania. It was in Newville where he studied music, quickly becoming proficient at the cornet. By the age of 18, he was conducting the Keystone Cornet Band. He was soon conducting other ensembles, including the Capital City Band of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the Great Southern Band of Baltimore, Maryland. In 1905 to 1906, Chambers performed cornet solos in Europe and Africa, accompanied by his own band of musicians. Chambers composed several cornet solos in nearly 90 marches, the most well-known of which are The Boys of the Old Brigade, which is unrelated to the Irish Republican song of the same name, and The Chicago Tribune. The Boys of the Old Brigade March, written by W. Parrish Chambers and edited by Claude T. Smith.
We'll be adjudicating your next piece now, The Boys of the Old Brigade. Section that's got much more to me precision, much more precision. So whatever you're doing there, I'm doing that other section. Upper woodwinds seem to want to play those eighth really short, and the lower brass don't. I think that might help the precision issues I was talking about earlier. You know, stay, when they don't take much time at all, you don't really need to make them. You lose tone. You hear sort of the tone thing instead of pitch. Yeah, it loses time a little bit because of the ear. Mostly good though. It's all wonderful performance. Yeah, that, you hear it again at the end. I would get the upper woodwinds to listen to your low brass because they're not trying to play them so pecky. And they can stand time there. When you get the it kind of chokes off and you don't hear the tone as much and it loses time and then they're not precise with the lower brass. So. Still very good. Enjoyed it a lot. A few little precision things at the opening with the unison trumpet. But, you know, what I would say is don't have to be as aggressive. It has to be accurate. So, you know, you want it to be strong sounding, but the accuracy will make it sound strong to some degree. You know, all it takes is one person kind of playing as a rogue to try to, you know, be above things to make it so that it loses its sense of unison. So you work real hard at making everybody play exactly the same way, same rhythm, exactly same lengths of notes exactly, and nobody goes crazy on hitting one of the high notes or whatever. Just everybody hits them, and then the precision will make up for the issues of you know, you want it to be sound strong, but the precision will help it to do that. And now we move on to the New World Symphony.
Although Dvorak himself claimed that Native American music had been an influence on the symphony, it is generally considered that the work has more in common with the folk music of his native Bohemia than that with the United States. This prompted Leonard Bernstein to assert that the work was truly multinational in its foundations. This afternoon, we will perform for you the fourth movement from Dvorak's New World Symphony, as transcribed for concert band by Mark Hensley.
All right, here's the New World Symphony. It almost sounds like separate puffs of air for each note, and it doesn't need to be that detached sounding. It actually almost loses time, and it's very difficult to play together. Nice euphonium. Appreciating the excellent rhythm in that euphonium too, not just the good tone and the all that, but those are dead on dotted 8/16 rhythms. After a triplet, not an easy thing to do. You have to subdivide, he is obviously. The low brass had the right idea about short notes here. There's fullness of tone in there, even though they're short. Pum, pum, pum. You think about what you just heard. Bravo, clarinets. A few issues there. Little pitch issues there, upper woodwinds. Careful, stay subdivided all the way through both passages. A little bit of precision issue there. There's some difficult passages though. Pitch issues and just these little chamber-esque passages. Be very careful soon. Oboe, and it's not really fair to say any one person's wrong in there. It's everybody has to be listening to each other so that everybody's right. So see, this is a really good unison between the saxophone and euphonium and the horn. I think bassoon's in there too. I mean, that's just, you know, stellar unison. Everybody needs to listen like that while you're playing the passages to stay in tune. Of a lot of people collaboratively making music, which is totally professional. See, this is a great passage in here. I'd say a little too much elbow in there, but just if you listen to everybody else, you just, yeah, horn, you know how loud to play, you know what the style is, you know where the pitch is. Oh, it's got speed up. Precision issues and a few little technical problems that kept it from getting where you wanted it to go. True to that, and we'll listen to an orchestral presentation of it and then try to capture that style on these wind instruments, and that would be doing honor to Dvorak. So no reason not to do that. So you're looking for a little different style. Licks away. Be together and they have to be right. Really flat in the very end of it when somebody didn't hold through that. All the way to the end. Pretty difficult music to capture the right style with the wind group, but it's wonderfully correct to challenge your group with music, great music like this. And I think as much as anything, just playing recordings of it for them to hear, to try to capture a little bit more of the style, that it has more sonority and a little more length and things to give it the impact, the kind of majestic impact you're looking for. And when they're cut off, sometimes it's not they're cut off too short, it's they're cut off in the way it's cut off. It's a and not a ah at the end. So you're looking for, you know, tone quality things that affect length and a few other issues like that with sonority. Good luck in the future. Enjoy hearing you.